This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
It feels like Friday night because it's dark outside. But now that the clocks have turned the right way, it's like fully sunny outside at 5 o'clock.
It's lovely.
I really believe, like, the winter's tough for most people. Most people do not like the cold weather. I'm in the minority, but I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
The most difficult part of the winter, though, is not the cold weather. It's the darkness.
Yeah. All the time.
All the time!
Wake up, it's dark. Go to bed, it's dark.
Constantly dark.
Not even, I mean, I go to bed, but you get home, it's dark.
Yes.
You leave work at 5 o'clock, it's dark. It's bad.
It's depressing.
It is.
That is, to me, like, if you told me that somehow the earth was just going to be different, like the whole revolving and the sun and everything was different, right? All the astrology we learned, it's changed. And we're going to get sunlight more so in the winter than the summer.
Like, Little
hear me out. So we still get the 80-degree weather, but we barely get sunlight. But in the winter, where we get cold weather, we get more sunlight. People would prefer the winter over the summer.
But the sun is what creates... So how would you change that? Just hypothetically, Kyrie Irving?
I'm just hypothetically-ing the point that the light, to me, is more important than the temperature. And that's really what changes people's moods. Obviously, that cannot change. I'm not suggesting that. Just that it's more light than it is temperature.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
You just go north enough and you get light all the time in some places. But it's contrasted by periods where it's dark.
Exactly, which is what we have. Like, we aren't the North Pole, but we're pretty north. So that when we do hit the dead of winter, we barely have sunlight. I understand it's not as bad as, like, the North Pole, but it ain't good. So I'm just saying, if we had an alternate universe where the period of time where we had a lot of sun, it was very cold out, and the period where we had basically no sun, it was very warm out, people would hate the summer. I've confused you guys.
Well, how would you go to the beach in the summer if it's dark out?
I guess you wouldn't. I don't know. But
people love going to the beach and the pool.
But I think you're proving my point.
I think if it's warm outside and it's dark, you're still going to enjoy it.
You think so?
Because it's warm outside.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you can go outside.
I
think part of the problem with being cold and dark is that you're stuck inside.
Well, the problem is you have both. Both of them suck.
Yeah, and you're stuck inside. You can't go outside.
I'm not saying that part's fun, but if you split the baby up where...
I think if it's warm and you can go outside, like at night in the summer, you can just hang out with your friends outside. It's so nice.
So it's dark at 4:30.
Even if it's dark and it's warm outside, it's nice.
All right. So you're saying my hypothesis is completely wrong.
No, I just think you're discounting how much people like warmth.
I'm a loser.
I think you're discounting how much people like light.
I gotcha.
Well, that's scientifically based. You're right.
That's my point. We do not like the darkness. Aaron Rodgers likes it for a week and a half, but it sucks. Anyhow, think about what I just said more throughout your weekend, and I think by Sunday at noon, you're going to say, Evan was right. That was a really good point. Cinco time. Cinco de Mayo. Let's celebrate the fun. Tune into
Remind
remind me to delete that. Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, Russell Wilson is meeting with the Giants today as we speak. I have not seen an update on how it went, if it went well, if it went whatever. But he is meeting with the Giants today. So my Cinco today is the five quarterbacks that are better options than Russell Wilson to start for the Giants in 2025.
You've got five.
Five better options than Russell Wilson.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
It's Shane Falco. Now, he had a bad Sugar Bowl, but you figure the toughness. And you know what we don't see in the NFL a lot these days? And Evan will like this. A lefty. Other than Tua, who is a lefty quarterback in the NFL these days?
Michael Penix Jr., right?
Rookie. So it would give you a little bit different looks for the defenses. I would kick the tires on old Shane.
Number four.
That is the replacements. Keanu Reeves.
Correct. Number four, it's Uncle Rico. I mean, look, he never had a career, but back in 1982, he used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile. So if you have that kind of arm strength, just think about it. Uncle Rico to Malik Nabers, you're talking about 80-yard touchdown passes like it's nothing. And when you went through an era of Daniel Jones where they basically couldn't move the football, I'm all for Uncle Rico ahead of Russell Wilson.
Who the heck is Uncle Rico?
I vote for Pedro.
Really? Can I have some of your tots? Napoleon Dynamite. Evan, I would see that movie if I were you.
I've seen it. It's. Can I tell you a quick thing about
Napoleon
Dynamite?
You're going to say it's overrated?
No, it's okay. So over the week, when I was in Florida 2 weeks ago, not the recent one, and my kids were there, and I was hanging out with my sister and my brother-in-law, there is a scene in that movie in which the grandmother or the mother calls quesadillas quesadillas.
Get your dang quesadilla.
Okay. You guys familiar with the scene?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
So Spence, my youngest, is 4 years old. And obviously, it's a little bit of a bilingual household that we have.
Did he like Tina?
Who's Tina?
All right, never mind. Keep going.
We didn't see the movie. That's the problem. So my brother-in-law and my cousin would continue to say quesadillas. Spence was not having it.
It's quesadillas. It's quesadillas.
And this was a constant, like, fight, quote-unquote, for 2.5 days. And they're like, no, we're just joking. It's a movie. It's Napoleon Dynamite. And Spence said, it's quesadillas. It's not quesadillas. And then finally start getting mad about it. Like, no, it's quesadillas. It's not quesadillas. My brother was like, you should just see Napoleon Dynamite. I'm like, no, I'm going to pass.
Yeah, just give it to the llama.
By the way, the actor that played Uncle Rico, Teak, is in White Lotus. Yes. So tune in Sunday. Maybe they'll do something on this episode.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll see something.
Number three.
This is my last weekend watching it.
They're going to that big party, so that should be good on the yacht. All right, number three for me, I went back and forth on this one. I'm going to go with Vince Howard. Now, you could say Matt Saracen. You could say Jason Street. There are multiple options here, but for me, it's Vince Howard. Of course, Michael B. Jordan. This is Friday Night Lights, the TV show. And a lot of people like the movie, but I like the TV show more. And I've never seen it.
No. Out of my era.
Out of your era?
Yeah.
We're in the era of streaming.
I know, but I just never, it didn't catch me at the right time.
The movie was good.
The movie was
Movie's
good.
Great with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yep. Right.
Voodoo Tatum, also a good option there as well.
Number two.
All right, again, these are the top five quarterbacks that are better options than Russell Wilson to start for the Giants in 2025. Sunshine, Ronnie Bass. I mean, you could throw it a mile, but he can't pitch it 3 yards, so we've got to work on that.
Also known as Trevor Lawrence. Right. I mean, they're basically the same guy.
They've had the same type of careers, too, if you think of it.
Number one
is obvious. This guy was Jose Iglesias before Jose Iglesias. Willie Beeman.
I was going to say.
I mean,
there's no other choice.
He's got a music video. Third string quarterback that ain't going to produce bleep. And he ends up being a star in the league. Now they move the team to Miami or wherever the hell they move the team. And he stayed by. But shows he's got loyalty as well. Willie Beeman.
There is one that you're missing.
One?
Mm. Well, I mean, there's a bunch that you're missing. But one that jumps out at me.
Who?
Is the great Al Bundy. I mean,
Al Bundy.
Threw five, was it five?
Four.
Four. Five touchdown passes against Polk High. Did you know about that?
I did not
know
that.
Or maybe it was for Polk High.
He played for Polk High.
I almost got it. That is one of those shows I'm very curious to rewatch, Married with Children. It was on for 10 seasons. It was very politically incorrect. It started in like 1989.
I wonder if it'll hold up if you watch it now.
I don't know.
At the time, it was like, if you're watching it through the lens now, it's not PC. But at the time, it was like, you know, Clinton's America. So it was like the 90s.
No,
that was pretty.
It was
even
not,
at the time, you felt that way? I guess I watched it when I was
older. I'm not telling you how I felt because I was way too young.
The
I'm
reaction.
Talking the reaction to that show. Remember, Fox was a brand new network.
Yeah.
It was one of the new shows on it. And they were clearly pushing the envelope. Well, so I think that they were non-PC back then.
Well, everything pushed the envelope. I mean, just you used to be able to buy a Playboy magazine. Like in the grocery store back then. You know what I mean? And celebrities were in it.
Right.
You didn't have to pay whatever, OnlyFans, to get them. There's celebrities in these yes. magazines, like butt naked. So think about how different the world was. That wasn't that long ago.
No, you're right. It's a different world, but I always like to look at, okay, obviously today we look at this and say it's completely different. What were they saying about that show or that movie then? And I think even then, Married with Child, I think they had like sponsorship issues where sponsors didn't want to touch it.
Right.
Again, the new network of Fox was attached to it. So they were breaking barriers back then doing that show.
No, it's true. It's true. But I haven't seen it in so long. I wonder how it holds up.
Do you find intrigue in a rewatch of Married with Children?
Yeah, I'd watch it.
See, that's because
I remember liking it when I was that age.
You know what I've been rewatching lately?
What?
I can't believe I'm doing this.
What?
For like the 10th time. Like, it's one thing to rewatch a show you've only seen once. I'm back into the vortex of rewatching Beverly Hills 90210.
Really?
Yeah. You know what got me? I was on YouTube the other day.
But that's your teen. So you were a preteen then?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't watch a lot of it live. Mm. I got more of it in rerun than I realized. I watched a little bit of it live, but it came in 1990.
Yeah.
I was 7 years old. I was not watching it in 1990.
Yeah, so the problem with me is I feel like that was my existence because I was 15.
Right. It was right in your wheelhouse.
It was right. It was me. It was my age.
Yeah.
So it wasn't me because there's no black people on it, but you know what I mean.
That's
true. It was all the age issues that we had.
Yes.
It was all the same stuff.
Yeah,
except it was in Beverly Hills.
For me, it was looking at someone that's older or groups of people that are older. But the only reason I got sucked back in, because I've watched it a million times, is I was on YouTube and there's a 90210 YouTube channel that keeps releasing like 2 minute clips. So all of a sudden I found myself watching 2 minute clips. And then finally I'm like, I want to see the whole damn thing.
Right.
So now I'm fully engulfed in season 3, the senior year. Like, I can't stop. And it's all because YouTube gave me like a little bit of a taste. And it's on Paramount. Paramount Plus
has 90210.
Now, Evan, if you had Al Bundy as your quarterback, I assume you would have him running the Wildcat. Right?
Why, was they called the Wildcats or something?
No, because Al Bundy was not a quarterback. He was
I thought
fullback.
He was a quarterback.
He was a fullback.
Fullback.
What? I thought he threw 4 touchdowns.
No, he ran for 4 touchdowns.
I think Dennis in Long Island has more info on this. Dennis, what was Al Bundy in high school? I thought he was a quarterback.
He was, Evan, he was a fullback.
Wow. My
fullback. He scored 5 touchdowns in a single game.
Oh.
At Polk High.
Hey, T, did you ever score 5 touchdowns in a single game?
I did not. Although, he'd still be the best option for the Giants at quarterback when I see it's available. So.
Never scored 5. 3 was the most I scored, and I did that in the NFL. My last regular season game of my career.
Not bad. Not a bad way to go out.
Right.
What this has taught me is my initial point of I need to rewatch Married with Children is true, because I clearly forgot.
And only because you would really enjoy this. What school did he score the 4 touchdowns against?
Polk High.
He played for Polk High.
John F. Kennedy High School. Abraham Lincoln High School.
You're on the right track because it's Andrew Johnson High.
Andrew Johnson High?
Andrew Johnson High, 1966.
Hold on a second. They named a fictitious high school after that douche?
I wonder if there's no way there's an actual Andrew Jackson.
Of course not. No, Andrew Johnson.
I mean, Johnson. Jackson was worse, too, but whatever.
That's different, though, but he was at least lionized for a while.
Yes.
I mean, even to this day, some people still like him. Nobody likes Andrew Johnson.
Playing for Polk High in the 1966 city championship game against Andrew Johnson High.
Polk High, named after James K. Polk. Most successful one-term president in American history. You don't have to agree with it, because Abe Lincoln didn't, but he got a lot done. That's my point. Like an illegal war in Mexico. Like, he did a lot of stuff back then. Let's go to Chris in Brooklyn, New York. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up, man? What's on your mind?
Cool. I just think this whole Giants quarterback thing is kind of embarrassing. First off, shout out to Peaky. The 2001 NFC Championship game was the best game I've ever watched in my entire life. Yeah, obviously, I'm a Giant.
Yeah, that was unreal.
But how are we not bringing in Jameis Winston at this point and sitting around waiting on these two guys on canes ready to pay them $30 to $40 million a year when this guy, Jameis Winston, in my opinion, is a better football player at this point than both of those guys, will be cheaper and will make more sense as a bridge. These guys are high profiles. It'll take so much once you have to go to the younger guy. Now we got to deal with the press and all that stuff. With Jameis Winston, we know what we're going to get. This guy's going to give us a really good game. He's going to give us some turnovers.
Right.
But it's going to be something that we can justify going to the younger guy.
Now, it's a good point. I think the emphasis on winning and having success as a team is what puts caution in, I think, the minds of the executives over at the Giants right now. Because Jameis Winston, you're right, he's going to be entertaining as hell. And he's going to win some games, but he's also going to lose some. And if he loses too many, then they all get fired.
That's the problem.
But Chris's point is dead on. If you actually are drafting a kid that you want to be your future, whether that's one of these two guys at the top or Jackson Dart in the second round or late first round, if you decide to move back in and ensure that you're going to get him, then you do have an excuse.
Yeah.
And depending on how he plays, that young quarterback, if he's really good, it might save you.
Despite
not winning.
All of that is completely fair, especially when you look at the price tags, like he mentioned, Jameis Winston, you're going to get him for nothing. I mean, you look at the contract Mac Jones just signed with San Francisco.
Well, what did Jameis sign for last year?
Not a lot. I mean, basically nothing. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers is probably getting $40 to $45 million a year.
Jameis Winston made $4 million last year.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which is nothing.
And he'll make five this year?
Or maybe even less than four.
Right.
So you get someone cheaper, but here's the ultimate problem. The ultimate problem with Jameis Winston versus Aaron Rodgers and Jameis Winston versus Russell Wilson. Ask yourself this question. Ignore the excitement, ignore the age, ignore the price tag. Forget all that for a second. Ask yourself this simple question. Who under center gives you a better chance to win football games? And the answer is not going to be Jameis Winston. Russell Wilson still gives you a better chance to win games now. Aaron Rodgers still gives you a better chance to win games now. And ultimately, I think that's what is driving this early search that the Giants are on. It's why it started with Matthew Stafford. It's why it's currently at Aaron Rodgers. And it's why Russ is the backup to that plan. Because they got to win games. So I get the appeal of Jameis Winston. I do. But I think ultimately, when you're confused about why they're doing things, I think they're trying to win football games.
Yeah. Last year, Jameis Winston threw 13 touchdowns and 12 interceptions.
That's a lot. And Russ threw less interceptions than that in the last 2 years combined.
Right. In seven games, 13 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
That's a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of turnovers. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. In less than 2 weeks, the baseball season will begin. It will start with a home game at Yankee Stadium. The Mets will play their home opener a week later. I got to figure out how I got to handle this because I am the commissioner of my fantasy baseball league, and we have keepers in that league, and the deadline is today. It is now 5:35. Like, when I say the deadline is today, isn't that like the close of business?
That is.
So you two, Tiki Barber and Tommy Lugauer, I don't have keepers from you guys.
What do you mean you don't have keepers from me? Sean Morris? Oh, wait. He's on vacation.
Well, hold on. Let me check my text messages. He did write something.
What did he say?
We're obviously keeping Fernando Tatis Jr. and Edwin Diaz.
For those who don't know, I am co-manager with Sean Morash.
That's right. It's called
A Thumb and a Pro Bowler.
What a great team, dude. So there are three keepers in the league, and then you lose the draft pick of where they were originally selected.
Yes.
So Sean writes, we're keeping Fernando Tatis Jr. and Edwin Diaz.
Obviously.
Have Tiki pick the third keeper.
Well, who are my options? I haven't even looked at the roster.
Let me see at your roster. You've got Connor Wong, the catcher of the Red Sox. He'll be a 12th rounder if you want to keep him. Luis Angel Acuna.
Good one.
11th round. Mm. He would also qualify as an NA. We do allow one kind of minor leaguer who has not qualified as rookie to be kept. Jesus Luzardo as a 17th rounder. Max Scherzer as a 13th rounder.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Joey Ortiz, that's a good one, as a 12th rounder. And Jonathan India as a 16th rounder. So they're not great options,
no.
But can you pick somebody so I can put this to bed?
I mean, I'm tempted to go with Luis Angel Acuna because he's a prospect.
Yeah.
And keeping prospects can pan out for you.
You could also just redraft him and maybe even draft him later.
Yeah. So what round was he?
He was 11.
Oh, no, so I'm not going to do that.
Joey Ortiz, who's going to play every day in Milwaukee, 12.
What about Connor Wong?
Connor Wong is a catcher at 12. That's not bad.
He's probably the best option.
Tommy, can you give him some advice and Sean advice, even though Sean's not here? Well, who would you keep of that selection of baseball players?
Who does Joey Ortiz play for?
The Brewers. Oh. Well, I'm not asking you for advice. You don't even know what team he plays for.
Well, no, I just was, for context, I would keep Acuna.
Really?
Yeah, here's why. A couple things. Number one, I think he's going to be great.
But I'm losing an 11th round pick.
But here's why, Teague.
He's not, you're not doing, yeah, I know what you're doing and it's not right. But finish your point and I'll criticize him.
Yeah.
I know what he's doing. I don't like what he's doing.
You know, I get this at home.
He wants him, doesn't he? He's going to draft him in a 10th round.
No, so think about who's in the league, Teague. Mostly Yankee Met fans.
Right.
It's so valuable to have one of those players that's on one of those teams because anybody will want to trade for him. So it's a good chip to have. Even if he doesn't pan out, there will be people that are dreaming that he could be like his brother and you will be able to get a haul for him.
Now, here's the real problem with this, and I feel bad. So I got a text message last night from a friend of mine who was complaining about Tommy on the radio, which I wouldn't bring to air. But I'm bringing it to air because it has to do with Luis Angel Acuna and basically how you were over the top and saying, just the way the ball comes off his bat. This guy's a stud.
This was on the Lugauer last night.
Yeah, this was the Lugauer last night. And he was very upset with you for being over the top about Acuna, which, by the way, is fine. It's your opinion. I got no issue with that.
Okay.
But the fact that less than 24 hours later, to clearly prove your point, you have to say Acuna.
Yeah.
Because you just said he's the next Roberto Clemente last night. So I don't think it's a genuine opinion. I think you're just backing up positive thoughts.
But his opinion is that because they're Met fans, if he gets a chance to play because of whatever, Jeff McNeil is done for whatever period of time and Brett Beatty is a bust, that Met fans will really want him.
I mean, that's possible.
The Met fans in our league.
Yeah,
really
I don't think that's crazy. But he's also like not going to be on the team to start the year in all likelihood.
You don't know that, though.
I don't know that.
Plus, he's an NA, antique NA. You could stash the guy.
Well,
it doesn't count
you. That's right. He doesn't even count as a third keeper, not to get in the weeds. So if you want to keep Acuna, great. You still need to get a third keeper. So who do you want? Connor Wong? Jesus? You probably should go Lizardo. 17th round? It's pretty good value.
But he's not good. Right?
He's not good. He's coming off a bad year.
Hence the problem with your team.
What is he, 33?
No, he's 27. He's young.
Who am I
thinking
of? Lizardo's
young. Nah, he's all good. And what about you, Loogie? What? You haven't released your keepers yet.
Hold on a second.
It's the close of business.
Hold on a second. My secretary was supposed to forward this over to you.
I got nothing.
They didn't do that?
I got nothing.
Let me check now. They were supposed to send this to you.
If I don't hear your keepers in the next 2 minutes.
I don't respond to threats.
I'm going to take all your picks away.
No,
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't allow you to keep people. I don't like chasing people. I got three guys on my list. I'm not including Tiki and Sean because they're in a weird spot.
I see.
But there's Loogie and two other people.
Okay.
All I ask is send me your keepers before the close of business on Friday, March 14th. It is 5:38.
Couple things.
Business is closed. What are you waiting for?
Business
there's no advantage to wait. You don't get anything for waiting.
Business.
I want to write it down in my document so I can take the picks away on the Yahoo Fantasy site tonight.
All right. Well, first of all, nobody works on Friday, so there are no business hours. So really, midnight is the actual deadline
midnight?
Here.
Sure, I have Lizardo.
Yeah, you have Lizardo.
Who knows? Is that guy even in the league? I mean, who knows?
Yeah, he was traded to the Phillies.
Number one, why is there even a deadline? It takes 2 seconds to enter these things.
No, there's a deadline so that the league pool can be revealed to everybody. Okay, these are the guys in the draft. That's the way it's been forever.
I know, but we probably don't need a week to stare at names.
I agree. I was always good for like 2-3 days,
okay.
But people in the league insisted that they wanted like a week and a half to learn who's in the league, kind of like you, because you don't know what team Lizardo is on or Joey Ortiz. So you got to do
your
cramming.
And the other thing is, you said you'd have to chase me. I work with you every day. You don't have to, you know where I am. You can find me whenever.
Okay, it's 5:40. Who are your keepers?
I'll let you know next week.
Why would you want me to keep Lizardo?
Enough with this guy.
Seriously.
Who's the other fellow?
I'm just looking at him now. He pitched with 5 ERA last year. He was terrible.
Okay, don't keep Lizardo. Can you keep somebody?
There goes Tiki.
What the heck is wrong with you?
There goes
told you to keep Acuna. You want to listen to me.
Give me Connor Wong.
Connor Wong?
Yes, and Acuna put me in an NA.
Wow.
I'm right. Oh, Acuna's an NA.
Oh, he's a catcher, Connor Wong.
Yes.
Yes.
Boston.
So I want everyone out there who runs their leagues to see what I have to deal with. All I'm asking is these are the rules. Give me your teams. I'm chasing you, and now it's two other guys.
I didn't even know about it until 30 seconds ago.
Well, you gave the answer. I'm happy with you. And Sean's on vacation bathing like a beached whale having a good time. But I don't get why I have to chase people.
Who are your keepers? Did you
yes.
give your keepers to the commissioner?
Yes, I am the commissioner.
But how do we know
that? I am keeping Julio Rodriguez. Good I am one. Keeping Trey Turner.
Great.
And I'm keeping Jackson Holliday. Okay. Those are my three keepers. I was close to keeping DeGrom, but there was an AA meeting of people saying, Evan, you got to get off this.
It's time to let go.
So I've decided to let go Jacob DeGrom. So, yes, I wrote right. my keepers Fine. Down 2 weeks ago.
There you go. All go. Right. I am keeping Jose Ramirez.
Jose Ramirez.
Ozzie Albies. Thank you.
Well, that's only two. You need a third.
I'll let you know.
No.
I'll let you know.
I'm getting this done now. I need everyone's answers now so I can move on with my day.
You and I need to have a three-way. I got to think about it, and I'll get back to
it. You know, it's funny. This is the first time I'm really thinking of just resigning as commissioner. I don't want to do it anymore.
Why? Because it's distracting you from actually trying to win?
Because I...
Which you never have?
That's true.
He stinks, yeah.
It's more that I work hard to, like, do the league. Every commissioner knows this.
Yes.
And I'm sick and tired of chasing people. It's annoying. And it's not really even you, Tommy, because you're more just having fun on the radio.
Of course.
It's other people.
I am.
And it's like, why do I have to do this? Like, why do I have to have another job in my life? I already do this job. I do the RICO.
You know why? Because you don't
father.
Sleep. It's because you don't sleep.
Well, I want to sleep.
You have time to do this.
Nobody
else
does. I don't want to do it anymore.
Because everybody else wants to get 8 hours of sleep.
Tommy.
You're fine with three.
Tommy, would you like to be the commissioner?
I'd rather have kids.
I got a great idea.
What?
Paul Rosenberg is not in our league, and he's doing a great job running the board. How about a commissioner who's not in the league?
Ooh.
You like that idea?
Without a vested interest in any team.
He could run things very fairly.
What's the salary for the position?
Zero.
It's an internship.
Zero. Oh, by the way, this is some great information. Forget the fantasy stuff. I'm moving on. Opening day is in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Now, every team, of course, has a home opener. The Mets' season opener is on the road. Their home opener is a week later. According to Game Time, which is this app where you can buy tickets, based on that app, which I think is indicative of SeatGeek and StubHub and all that, the average prices for each team's opening day, okay, 1 through 30. So which baseball team do you think has the cheapest average price for their home opener?
The home opener. The cheapest average price. So that doesn't, it's not just opening day, it's the home opener. I'm going to say Oakland.
I would have thought the same thing. The Oakland A's are actually 14th. They're middle of the pack.
What?
I think the people of Sacramento are very excited
to
see a baseball game.
You know what? You're right. That's my bad.
It's also not a big stadium.
It's a novelty, though.
It's a novelty, and it's a smaller stadium, so the demand is far different than a bigger stadium. Oakland A's are 14th with an average get-in price. You ready for this? Not get-in price. An average ticket cost.
Right.
Of $188.
Wow.
How about that?
It's a novelty.
It's
like, this is going to be short term. Let's soak it in while we can. I'm gonna actually convert and say the White Sox.
The White Sox. Very solid guess. What's your guess, Loogie?
I was going to guess Tampa, but they fit all the criteria of Sacramento. Small stadium, novelty.
Tampa Bay is right behind the A's at 15th.
Right. Yeah.
With an average getting at 186.
Novelty.
And you're right. It's not just a novelty. It's a smaller ballpark. There are few tickets.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to go Miami.
Nailed it.
Oh, because nobody's on that team. They're going to trade Alcantara.
And South Beach. There's better things to do.
Maybe to the Yankees.
Maybe. Well, probably to the Mets. They have more prospects.
Shut up.
The Marlins are...
Okay.
I'll shut up, but I'm telling you the truth. The Marlins, $73. Still kind of expensive, but they're dead last. The White Sox was your guess. They're 23rd. Mm. Now let's go to the top.
Mm.
Who has the highest average price ticket for their home opener in Major League Baseball?
Baltimore.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Baltimore Orioles are 10th at $210 a ticket. They are 10th. How about you, Tommy?
I'm going to go Los Angeles, the Dodgers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are third. Surprisingly, right. They are third. They are two teams ahead of them.
Can I guess again?
Of course. $372 is the average price, which, again, very expensive.
Boston.
The Boston Red Sox. That's a great guess. They're eighth at $225.
Dang it.
Who are the two teams?
I mean,
with a higher average priced home opener ticket than the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yankees.
The Yankees are 13th.
13th.
13th at $199.
So it's not
still
the
cold.
Yeah.
Well, you think it's the cold and it's the lack of. I mean, they won the pennant last year.
Right.
So that's surprising. I bet this changes as we get closer.
But you think it's the weather?
For the Yankees, the fact that they're 13th, I would say it's the weather.
Oh, if it's the weather, I mean,
Soto. It's not Soto.
It's not, no, of course it wouldn't be.
It's not.
Can I guess again?
Yeah, of course.
The Metsies.
The New York Mets are numero uno. Mm. The Mets, they're listening to Uncle Stevie, aren't they?
He's wonderful.
The New York Mets have the highest average ticket price on the resale market for their home opener. Are you ready for the number? $435 a ticket.
Wow.
That is insanity.
I'll watch it on TV.
What if you got a freebie? $435. There's only one other team in the 400s for their average price ticket for their home opener. And if it's not the
Houston?
Dodgers and it's not the Astros are a great guess, they're fourth at $368.
Padres?
The Padres, that's a very good guess. Where the hell are they? They're 17th at $173.
It's too much apathy. You're right. That's like Miami. It's like
the way better things to do in San Diego.
They love baseball, but there's better things to do.
The second one is very surprising because there's nothing about what they've done in the offseason that would jump out at you, but they've been successful. Weather won't be an issue.
Because it's indoor?
I didn't say that. I just said weather's not going to be an issue.
I was going to say Phillies. Ooh,
Atlanta's the Atlanta Braves are, where the hell are they on this list?
Oh, so they're down. So
the Phillies in 19th at $160.
I have no idea.
Cubs?
The Braves at 22nd.
Oh, no, the Cubs did.
It's cold,
the
though,
Cubs did a lot, though.
The Chicago Cubs are 16th.
They did a lot this offseason.
It's not the Cubs. The answer?
Cardinals?
The Texas Rangers.
What?
They're opening against the Red Sox, if that means anything. So it's a good opponent. But the Texas Rangers, 2 years removed or a year and a half removed from a World's Championship, $431 on their average ticket price for their home opener. The Mets are one. The Rangers are two. The Dodgers are three. The Astros are four. The Tigers are five. And then, this is weird, the Reds and the Pirates are 6 and 7. How about that?
Reds, I can see.
Tradition.
Tradition, and there's some really interesting players on the team.
Francona now their manager as well.
Terry Francona is their manager.
Ella De La Cruz.
Yep.
What, he's still 100 bases last year?
For sure. And Pittsburgh, you get to see Skeens pitch, I assume. Now, plead my ignorance here. This is resale, meaning secondary market,
correct,
right? This is not the team. Okay, because I was saying, the Mets would be smart to have their ticket prices be high.
Oh, no, they do.
Because people, but that's smart, though.
Oh, let me tell you.
Because people are going to pay it for Soto. They are.
Well, it's crazy, like, the Mets and a lot of teams do this. They change their price based on the opponent and the day of the week.
Mm.
So it's called dynamic pricing.
Right.
The Met prices for opening day
But that's walk-up tickets, right?
No, I'm a season ticket holder. I'm saying it for me. As a season ticket holder, it's dynamic.
So
in
you
that,
don't pay a number at the beginning of the year?
No, I do. What I'm saying is the price per ticket varies based on the opponent and the day
Even
of the week.
At the beginning of the year, they like detail this out.
Yeah.
I got it.
It's good for resale because I can't go to every game. So you want to know, hey, what's the price of this game? My opening day tickets are like over $300. Mm. And I do not sit like in these high level seats. Like my average price is $80-$90, something in that range.
But you do have a great seat.
Thank you. Oh, I think it's the best seat in the house. But it's not priced as if it's this luxurious seat. So I don't know if this means Steve Cohen's going to get his way, that the Mets are going to have a big attendance here. But it certainly shows you the crazy excitement that the Met fan has for opening day.
Right.
Because that is an absurd average ticket price. Like $435 a ticket? Now, Rosie, you go to like every opening day. What are you going to do? You're not paying $435 a ticket.
No, one of my friends who already, we purchased tickets immediately, so we will get the face value at like $115, $120, I believe.
Oh, wow. And by the way, that's on the cheap end.
Yeah.
$115 and $120, because I'm telling you, they priced the crap out of this. So I think there's a good indication on the animalistic excitement that the Met fan has for opening day that they are right now the kings of the average resale ticket price for opening day. It's a weird thing to be the king of, but it does show you the excitement
you
that people
say,
have for the
Evan,
team.
Just like the Jets, the Mets are winning the offseason.
You got to throw in that kind of comment?
Yeah.
Is it because Sean isn't here? So you're like, let me just...
Jets sign somebody.
Who?
A punter.
Oh, that's good.
Austin McNamara. Texas Tech product.
They brought in that guy?
No game experience.
Oh,
he's
right.
Just there to compete with
them. All right. Just can't complain.
Try to beat the best punter in football.
That's it. Let's go to Rob in Greenlawn. What's up, Rob?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. Great show today. High school math teacher here, Ev. And you really shouldn't be talking about those average ticket prices because those suites and those expensive seats really skew it. And, you know, you should be talking about the median ticket price, because I doubt it's nowhere even
that
close to 400.
Great point.
The only reason the thing I'm skeptical about with your point is I don't think you're able to buy, like, the high-end suite tickets on that app. But I'll double-check you. I'll get a better idea. I'm going to go on SeatGeek right now and see if that really matches up. Like, because right now the get-in price at SeatGeek is $200. So it shows you it's pretty damn high. That's just the get-in price.
But those are 75% of the tickets. Most of the tickets that are for sale are in the upper deck.
Gotcha.
They're not in the, you know, most of the tickets for sale are, you know, in the 500s, in the 400s. Very few tickets on, you know, are on sale that are, you know, down by the...
You make a good point, Rob, because some of these stadium ballparks, like, they don't have a ton of suites.
Yeah.
And so it's just going to pull it down. Median is better because it's right in the middle.
I'm looking at the sections that I sit in, or at least my area. I sit in 318, 319, 320, so good seat.
Yeah.
Not the highest-end ticket.
Yeah, but you're right behind the plate. So
right, but it's not a club. You're not getting, like, you know, free food or anything like that. Basically, the average price is in the 700s, which is insane.
Wow.
$700, $800. If you go higher to the 400 level, you're looking at the mid-fours. some in the fives.
That is insane.
I'm telling
think
you.
About this.
And if you
game.
Go downstairs, it's over a grand. If you want to go sit downstairs field level, you're talking about over $1,000.
Opening day.
This is just opening day. Yes. Just opening day. Let's go to Zach in Massapequa. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk about the Mets attendance. I personally do think it's going to be much better this year. As for me, I mean, I went to probably 10, 15 games last year. I actually got a 30-game package for this year, so I'll be there a lot more. I know there are a lot of people that are just like me. I'm 25 years old.
Nice.
That are going to be doing it. I'm going to basically every Friday, Saturday, or a Thursday type of game, basically all the big games. But I'm sure I'll be there even more than that. So I feel like it's going to be a really good year for attendance-wise. And, I mean, people are so excited for Juan Soto.
I mean, you should be excited.
I was talking to my rep. We got the tickets about a week before we even heard about the Soto news. And after getting the tickets, the price jump was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's... Well, you made a good decision then. That's for sure.
That's actually great for, like, young professionals in New York.
Oh, absolutely.
Just a 30-game pack. Because you're not... Who's realistically going to go to more than that unless you're not working.
Or
you're entertaining.
Yeah, well, I can't even go to that many more games. Like, there was a time in my life where I would be able to go to that higher number than that, 50, 60, 70 games. But now, living in Westchester, kids, a wife, like, my goal is...
How many do you get to?
It depends on the year. And it's not because of their success. A lot of it is weather-related. Because if I'm taking my kids, as much as I don't mind sitting in the rain, people know what I'm talking about. I can't pull that one off. I think last year I got to about 35.
Right.
Which is still a good number.
Including opening day, we almost got fired.
Why? Because of that bleep head?
Yeah, Spike Eskin.
And now I feel bad saying the word that I used for Spike's head that day. Though I did say it into a telephone last year. Yes. We'll come back with your calls, 888-80.
Are you an adult or are you a child?
A child, Spike.
Still,
to answer your question.
We don't want to grow up.
Yeah.
Toys
are
Since
right
when are you not at work today?
Please. Since when are you not at work today? Now, we got lucky this year because the Mets play in the afternoon and the Yankees are playing in the afternoon as well. It's a very weird schedule start this year because when the Yankees open at Yankee, it's a 3:00 first pitch. The Mets are in Houston and they play at 4:00.
Right.
The following week, it's the opposite where... The Mets start at 3:00, and the Yankees are in Pittsburgh starting at 4:00.
Right.
It's a lot of afternoon baseball.
I mean, are we even doing a show?
I mean, we're doing a short one, that's for sure.
Hey, see you guys. Have fun at the game.
I got another text message from a guy who's like, the deadline is midnight, right?
What is up with this? What is up with you?
Why does the deadline have to be at midnight?
Well, you're tired.
He doesn't want to work today. That's what it is.
I want to go to bed.
There's no work.
It's like quesadilla night.
No, Batik, he gets a baseball player's name sent to him, and that's it.
That's not true. You know that's not true, right?
He's got to input it into the system.
First of all, I've got to write down the guy's name on a list that I send to everybody so everyone gets access to the keepers. Then I got to go on the Yahoo website and take the pick away and insert the player because those are the rules of the league. It's not nothing.
Right. And then he's got to find time for his dang quesadillas.
My quesadillas. And then I got to record a Rico Brugna reacting to Clay Holmes being the opening day starter.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And then both of my kids have major wrestling plans tonight. Spence, who's 4, is pumped up because,
the book?
Much like a lot of people out there, I got WWE 2K25. And he's booked a lot of matches for this evening's festivities. How long did what take?
The matches.
In the video game?
Yeah, how long do they take?
Sometimes like 35 minutes.
Get out of here.
What are you
kidding?
It should take 5 minutes.
Well, first of all, you don't understand. Spence wants to explore every match type, and it needs to be like activity. Like we're out of the ring, we're in the ring. I hit the referee, he hit the referee. And it's like, it's kind of scripted because I'm not going to beat him, but I'm not going to lose immediately.
Yeah.
So it's like a 35-minute match. And then my oldest son wants to do the wrestling figures. He's got all these matches booked. I got a busy-ass night. And you're telling me I got to wait an hour to tell me which keeper you're going to keep. Can you tell me so I can do it?
This is what you get for getting your kids into wrestling.
I know. Isn't it fun?
No.
Evan, remind me next week.
It takes over your life. Like, it took over my life when I was that age.
Really?
Dude, we used to break. My mom used to hate us because we would jump off the couches.
I know.
Into the couches and break the edge of the couch.
It's dangerous.
Like, oh, man. We're in trouble.
Yeah. My kids have been doing it, too. I just bought them a Mr. Met. Mr. Met's like the biggest villain in this game.
Oh, yeah?
They beat the crap out of him.
Oh, wow.
They like him, but they beat the crap out of him. He's turning heel, though, tomorrow. He's going to join
me. Mr. Met?
Yeah, he's going to join me in an evil faction. I'll be the Rock. And Mr. Met's going to be John Cena. It's going to be nuts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. My team of next-level tax experts can help you find a new way to do your taxes and a strategy to get top results. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.